he called me and indicated that he intended to have the next superintendent assigned to Yellowstone in August. And that was the time frame. I asked him what happens if I'm still here. And he said, "Well, you still may be in Yellowstone, but you'll no longer be the superintendent."
And how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling like I devoted 43 years of my life. I think it's I have a record of achievement with the National Park Service that at the end of the day doesn't matter, and that I'm just no longer wanted at Yellowstone National Park, even though they've given me no reason other than they want my skills at the National Capital Region, even though I told them that I was going to retire. That seemed not to make a difference. So extremely disappointed is probably a mild way to explain it.
Why do you think they're replacing you?
I don't know why they're replacing me. I don't think, I think that I've never had any indication that there was any issues or problems with my performance here. I think that it goes along with the fact that I am a member of the Senior Executive Service, and they do have the ability to reassign me. And I knew that when I went into the Senior Executive Service, but I am surprised that they're doing it with so little time left in my career. And they did it from my perspective without any consultation. They've never told me what issues they had with my performance at Yellowstone, nor did they tell me what issues they wanted me to take on when I got to National Capital Region.
To what extent do you think this could be political or punitive?
Well, it feels very punitive right now. Certainly that is not what's reflected in any of the letters or correspondence which I've received. They've just said that that my skills are needed in Washington, D.C., at the National Capital Region. But when in consideration of an announced retirement and still direction to go, it feels very punitive at this time.
So you have no idea why you're being reassigned, essentially, and no idea why they're replacing you as superintendent?
I have no idea why I'm being removed from Yellowstone and transferred or reassigned to the National Capital Region. That is correct.
What would you say is your big takeaway from all this? I understand that you're feeling really raw right now, but what's your big takeaway?
I think my big takeaway is that 43 years of service to the government with, I think, a record of achievement at the end of the day doesn't matter. I think that loyalty is a one-way street. And that for them to move me at this time basically shows that disregard for 43 years and doing things that I think have done a lot to protect resources and improve visitor experience in the national parks doesn't matter.
You said loyalty is a one-way street. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, we've heard before from the secretary where he didn't think people were loyal, you know, to the department. And I guess what I mean by that is loyalty, I think, should and can be a two-way street. And I'm not feeling like there's any loyalty to professionals in the National Park Service who have devoted their careers. And we apparently don't even warrant a discussion about a move, you know, that after we've announced our retirement, we don't even warrant a discussion in terms of why we're doing this and what's going on.
And are these unprecedented times? And you've worked for the Park Service for four decades. Have you ever seen something like this, or is this new under the Trump administration?
I've seen moves of senior executives, but I've not seen them done in this way. So where we've not had the kind of conversations that I think are expected, you know, under the law that created the Senior Executive Service, and I'm feeling abused.